Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
The great authority on deity worship, Narad Muni, is speaking about deity worship. He is accepted as the great authority because he has compiled the Narad Pancharatra, which is an authoritative book on deity worship. Other subjects are discussed also. But that gives the authoritative direction how by Pancharatric Vidhi anyone from any background can be engaged in deity worship. Anyone from any background means they don't have to be born in a Brahmin family, or they don't even have to undergo the Vedic methods of purification, but they can undertake the Pancharatric methods of purification. The Vedic methods of purification are very long-winded and practically impossible to perform in the modern age. In this chapter, in previous verses, it's been discussed about different sanskars or purificatory methods, but no one follows such methods in the present age. Therefore, kalo shudra sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is a shudra. In any Brahmin family, before procreation is to take place, garbhadhan sanskar must be performed. A ritualistic ceremony. This is performed. How is it performed? Then the man and woman, when they are married, then they get married. What is that for? Putrate kriyate bharya putrapinda prayojanam. One gets married for the sake of, he takes a wife for the sake of having a son, and the son will offer the oblations to the forefathers. When the father has died, the son will save him. Putra. Put means there's one name for hell. Put. And trayate means to deliver. So who saves from hell is putra. One takes a wife for the sake of having a son. But the son also should be a worthy son. Not like cats and dogs or another. Another example is given. Putra can be compared to mutra. If the putra is not actually delivering the father from hell, then because putra means son and mutra means urine, so both come from the same place. So if the putra is not living up to the proper standard, then he's no better than urine. So the son, the wife is taken for the sake of having a proper son, not urine-like son. So for that, garbhadhan sanskar must be performed. There's ritualistic ceremony. First of all, the brahmanas will be called to find out what is the auspicious time. Here we've been seeing what is the auspicious time for procreation. So before that time comes, a ritualistic ceremony will be performed. And this ritualistic ceremony invokes the mercy of Lord Vishnu and requests his blessings to have a worthy son. So all these things are done. If the garbhadhan sanskar is not performed in a Brahmin family, then the whole family is degraded to the status of shudras. The Vedic culture was so strict. But there are no such rules and regulations in a modern time. Still, Prabhupada recommended that before begetting a child, our householder couples, they chant 50 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the sake of purifying the mind, then you can get a nice son. Because it doesn't mean that just because you're a devotee, first thing doesn't mean that you're free from lust, and the next thing doesn't mean that you're going to get a proper son. Even one may be initiated as a devotee, but if he's overcome by lust, if he engages in sex life without proper consideration, then very likely you'll get a lusty son born. Just like we see, Kashyap was an exalted personality, and Diti was also, in that time, they're only exalted personalities. But because they were, Diti especially was overcome by lust, then from her womb were produced Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, formidable demons. We see also the great family, we see the dynasty of the moon god is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 9th canto. There are many great personalities, and you'll find they're being described. That is one of the purposes of a Purana is Vamsa Anucharit, to describe the great Vamsas, the great family line. So one family line, great Kshatriya family line, one is the line coming from the Surya dynasty, coming from the sun god, and one is the Somavamsa, coming from the moon god. And of course there are many great families of Brahmanas coming from different rishis. Gotam, Prabhupada was in the Gotamiya Gotra. So, Kshatriyas, we find the description in 9th canto. And you'll find many great personalities described. That Ahuk, and then there was Ugrasena, Akrura, Balaram, Krishna, Vasudeva. But in the same line, at the same time, came Dantavakra, Shishupal, and other famous demons. So even in a great family, if control is not there in sex life, then a nasty demon may come. So this is the situation in the modern age. There's no sanskars, everyone is Shudra. But everyone can be purified by the Pancharatrik process and come to the position in which he's able to worship Krishna, which even a great Brahmana may not be able to do. In this regard, there is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. What is that? Shatkarma Nipano Vipra. Now that's another one. Vipradhi Shatakuna Yuta Aravindanava Vimukhat. Aravindanava Pada Aravindana Vimukhat Shvapachadva Rishto. He says that if one is a Brahmana qualified with all the qualities of a Brahmana, 12 qualities of a Brahmana, Bhagavad Gita, 12 qualities are not given. In the book Sanat Sujati, which is part of the Mahabharata, the 12 qualities of a Brahmana are given. So if a Brahmana is decorated with all these qualities, such as mercy, cleanliness, scholarliness, and all these things, but he is Aravinda Nava Padaravinda Vimukha. That means he is inimical to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then, Svapacha Varishta. A dog eater is better. Which kind of dog eater? That, Vimukhat, Svapacha Varishta. A dog eater is better if he's a devotee of Krishna. Pranan Punati Sakulam. Because a dog eater in such a situation, he can purify not only himself but his whole family. Whereas a so-called advanced Brahmana, if he's not a devotee of Krishna, if he's inimical to Krishna, then he cannot even purify himself, what to speak of his family. So in the modern age, there's no qualified Brahmanas anyway. Very often people, they introduce to me, so-and-so, he is a Brahmana. Yesterday someone was introduced to me. This is Mr. Joshi, he's Brahmana. So I asked, what kind of Brahmana? Janmagata Brahmana. By birth he is Brahmana. But are his qualities? Are these his qualities we have seen in Bhagavad Gita? What are the qualities Brahmana given in Bhagavad Gita? Who can say? Who can say? Bolo Brahmana. Brahmane gun kiki ache. Bhagavan kivalchen Gita. Brahmane gun. O Pandit Ego. Brahmande Kiguna Kiki Gunacha. Can anyone say?
Brahma relates to Brahma. Powers Brahma.
Bhagavad Gita, what is said? Shamo Damas Tapa Evacha Gyanam. Here we have Shunyavad, means Shunya, in between our ears there's empty space. We're all Shunyavadis. We all have nothing in between our ears. So, jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. These are the exalted qualities of brahmanas. Shama means what? What? What did he say? Peacefulness. Shama dama. You should learn these words. Indriya daman. Daman means to keep under control by force. Indriya daman. So dama means self-control. This is an important word. If you're using it here in India, you can use this in preaching. Indriya daman. Sense control. Shama dama tapa. I hope you all know this word. Tapa means austerity. At least we should know the word, even if we don't do anything about it. Shocham means another important word. Cleanliness. Actually, it means more than just brushing your teeth. It also means that. Shocham. In the Vedic concept, shoch. Shoch means if you go to pass stool, there are so many things to be followed for cleanliness. Bathing, cleaning the holes of the body, and one will have to recite so many mantras also. So, shamo davastapa shocham kshanti. Kshanti means? No, shanti means kshanti. Cut, there's cut at the beginning. What does that mean? No, kanti means tej, but kshanti. Common word in Sanskrit. Means tolerance. Saharana.
Tolerance.
Tolerance of dualities. Heat, cold. Honor, dishonor. You will find this throughout the Gita. Tatamana pamahana yo. Who is tolerant of honor and dishonor. Means he tolerates honor. If someone comes to him and praises him, he doesn't become puffed up. And if someone dishonors him, he doesn't become unduly disturbed. This is the world of duality. Duality means honor, dishonor, heat, cold. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes people honor you, sometimes people dishonor you. Sometimes people throughout their life they're dishonored. Someone else throughout their life they're honored. But these things come and go. Therefore, a brahmana, whose brahmana means, ultimate definition is what? Brahma janatiti brahmana. He knows what is Brahma. He knows the absolute truth. Krishna. So he's not disturbed by material dualities. So, kshanti arjavam, very important. What does this mean? Arjava means straightforwardness. It doesn't mean kindness. It means straightforwardness. Straight, non-duplicity. Not diplomatic, political. Straightforward. Prabhupada gave the example that someone comes to a brahmana, he wants to know something which may be disadvantage for the brahmana to tell him, but if he asks him, he'll tell him immediately. That is Brahma. Of course, Vaishnava, he may not, because he, for Krishna's sake, he may have to keep some secret. That's something different. But in general dealings, he's not duplicitous for his own sense granting. He's not making schemes. Everyone in this material world is scheming, making some plan how to advance his sense gratification. How to put someone down and put himself up by telling a few lies, making a few adjustments, turning someone against something, turning someone against someone else. Or he's done something which he shouldn't do and he wants to cover it up. Therefore he tells some kind of lies or makes some show. No, brahmana is arjava. This is higher, this is truthfulness in a higher quality. Arjava. Shanti arjavam eva cha. Then jnanam. He has knowledge. Brahmana pandit. He should have knowledge. That's one of the whole purpose I'm explaining this, just to show. In the modern age, very difficult to find such qualities. Pandit means he must at least know one Vedi. We hear the word. Rig Vedi. Means he's memorized the whole Rig Veda. Such. Then we have Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Nowadays we have brahmanas with such names. Now they call Chobe, is the shortened name of Chaturvedi. Means he learned all the four Vedas. They have the name. Means somewhere back in the past, their forefathers, they were generation after generation, they would learn all the four Vedas. And now they have the name Chaturvedi. That's all, just the name. And they're doing some cheating business or something. So Chaturvedi, Gyani, they have some knowledge. Nowadays, if someone knows four or five shlokas, and I've seen this many times, you see, you go to some meeting, maybe Rotary Club or something like this, and then someone gets up and he says the only shloka he knows, or maybe he knows two shlokas, and he quotes them as if to show that he knows so much. But it's all he knows. That's all he knows. Two shlokas. In Bengal, at any meeting, people stand up and say, Yada, yada, hidar, joda, joda, hidar, masyo. They'll stand up and say, this shloka and the next shloka. As if they know the whole Bhagavad Gita, but they only know two shlokas. And that they misrepresent also. The purport of this is that Jai Ram, Jai Krishna, Jai Ram, Krishna. Who was Ram, who was Krishna, has now become this ugly old man with a beard looking like a goat. So they say. Ram, Krishna, rascal. Such a nice name, they spoiled it. No, you can't spoil the name, but you can have some bad association. Anyway, Gyan means knowledge. And Vigyan means he's not simply a bookworm, but he knows how to apply that practically in life. Not that he's just sitting knowing so many things. He knows how to give advice to people, how to apply that knowledge practically in his own life and in others' lives. These are the qualities of a brahmana. But practically, it's impossible to find a brahmana in the present age. Very difficult to find who is real brahmana. Therefore, there is an emergency process to create brahmanas. There are no brahmanas coming by birth. Even though those who are born by birth, they may be very proud. They have what one of our brahmanas, Amitabha Prabhu, has called brahmana disease. That they're thinking, because I'm born in a Brahmin family, I am better than others. And even if you go to our ISKCON Vrindavan, you'll find people preaching within our ISKCON premises. I don't know why they're allowed to stay, but somehow or other, it's inconceivable. That they're preaching that a real guru must be an Indian Brahmana. How about that one? Unless he's born in a Brahmin family, then he can't be a guru. It's not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. It's not what Prabhupada taught. Anyway, this Brahmana disease may be there, but real Brahmin is very difficult to find. Someone who's puffed up thinking he's a Brahmin, we may find many. There's one living in the premises here who hasn't condescended to come to the class because I guess he already knows everything. Born in a Brahmin family with the mentality of one of those things that Darwin said we descended from. So, Brahmana disease may be there, but who's real Brahmin is very difficult to find. We may find some, even now, but very difficult to find who is actually a Brahmin. May find some means still people are following rituals, they only drink from their own well water. But that practically means they miss the point also. Because in the modern age, if you follow all these rituals, what will it benefit you? One Brahmana used to come here regularly. He's trying to keep up the old culture. Only drinks well water. That means when he comes here to Varad, very difficult to find it. And follows so many rules very strictly. But then to come here, he's coming on the train and sitting in the same seat next to some Shudra Chandala. Someone who's even by birth Muslim. And what are you going to say? I'm a Brahmana, don't sit here. He'll slit your throat. He'll cut your throat if you say, I'm a Brahmana, don't sit here. Even the low class people, the lower caste people, if you say such things, they'll make a whole riot and burn your body and throw you off the train, because that's what they do nowadays. If you try to express superiority by caste, so you're breaking all your principles because you're touching such people who are by your standards untouchable. So practically there is no Brahmana. If you want to follow all these rules strictly, you can't, because you'll have to touch some untouchable person while you're standing in queue for your train ticket, or you'll have to look at the people You can't follow all the rules strictly, even if you try. Therefore, Narad Muni has made the Narada Pancharatra, Pancharatric system, whereby by emergency process, we cannot follow all the Vedic rules and regulations. Therefore, we make brahmanas. Just like by alchemy, you can turn mercury, or you can turn bell metal into gold. There's a mystic process. So there's a mystic process by which, simply by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, an unqualified person is converted into a brahmana. This has been quoted from Narada Pancharatra in the Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. It is a very important verse. Yata kanchana samyati kamsyam rasa vidhanata tata diksha vidhane da dvijatvam jayate nunam. That just as bell metal is converted into gold by an alchemical process, so any person, Nrinam, he has to be a human being, he has to have the human species, he can be converted into a brahmana by the process of initiation. By initiation, anyone can become a brahmana. Not anyone, not this like ashram rascal calls people, then they're all sitting in a big assembly. Okay, you're all my disciples. Not like that. Bangladesh once, we were at one Hindu festival, and there was an announcement over the loudspeaker. We were there distributing books. Swami so-and-so is giving initiation. Anyone wants initiation, come and get initiation. Shastras say you have to have a guru. Now is your chance. Guru is here. Come and get initiation. All day was going on. Just like we were announcing over our mic. Here they are. Here's your books. Buy the books. And they're announcing, come and get your initiation. So they walk in. They never saw the guru, never heard of him before. And walk in and hear, I got initiated. Then you walk out and you give the guru some money. That's important part of the initiation process. Most important part. And you walk out and say, well, now I'm initiated. So, not like that. Initiation means that anyone can be initiated, but they have to be serious about Krishna consciousness. Then they can worship the deity. Who is not qualified to worship, they can worship. Only a brahmana can worship. Only a brahmana can perform sacrifices. But you can become a brahmana by following the process, by taking up the process of initiation, being accepted by a bona fide guru. You can also become a brahmana. The Americans can become brahmanas. Chinese can become brahmanas. And Indians can also become, if they follow the process. Not that automatically. In our Krishna conscious movement, if someone is coming from Brahmana family, but he's not following the Brahminical principles, then we don't accept him as a Brahmana. Even he may be puffed up and think he's a Brahmana, but he's not accepted as a Brahmana just because he's born in a Brahmin family. Born in a Brahmin family means his Brahmin father and mother went to some movie and they got all lusty and they came back home and then 9 months later one monkey popped out and he thinks he's a Brahmana and he's puffed up, I'm a Brahmana. He was born in lust, he's lusty, therefore not a Brahmana. Brahmana means he has to be purified by the process of Krishna consciousness, then he can become a Brahmana. So this is an emergency period. In an emergency period, you can even eat dogs. You know that? Vishwamitra. In the emergency, there was no food. He ate dogs. And he was doing his austerities, and eventually he was recognized as a Brahmarshi. So in the period, as he was going along, in the process of his purification, he was doing his austerities, and there came a time where there was nothing to eat, so he also had dogs. And that was accepted. That's all right. In an emergency, you can do anything. So that doesn't mean that we should imagine any situation to be an emergency. One who is pure, he can do anything. So in the present situation, it is an emergency situation because there are no brahmanas. The society is chaos, hell. There's a need of brahmanas. There's a need of teachers, preachers, who can go everywhere and instruct people in the science of Krishna. Therefore, in this situation, following the advice of Shastra, following the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada has instituted the system from Narada Pancharatra, which, if there are Vedic Brahmanas, then you may not need such a process. But there are no such Brahmanas. Therefore, we are making Brahmanas out of Americans, Chinese, Japanese, Indians, converting them into Brahmanas. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.